Well, the 17th Annual Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show is coming up at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton Gardens Wednesday, March 28th, till Sunday, the 1st of April. One of the competitors in the landscaping competition, Daniel Piper, joins me now. G'day.
G'day, Sandra.
Now, first up, how long have you been in this business?
We've been involved in the landscape industry for almost 15 years now.
And what type of projects would Daniel Piper Design generally undertake?
We would probably cover a wide range of landscape applications from, depending on the size of the garden and what the clients are really after. So all styles, really.
Now, we've probably seen your designs because they have been featured in major gardening magazines.
Yeah, we've had some publicity through Better Homes and Gardens, also Better Homes magazine, Home Beautiful magazine, sorry. And obviously our exposure last year at MIFCUS, Melbourne International Flower Show 2011. So, we've had some good exposure.
Well, what about some trends? What are people looking for these days in their garden designs?
Sandra, I think there's still an emphasis on water conservation and recycling materials as much as possible, so using natural products within the garden, and generally just keeping it reasonably low maintenance. Time is precious for everyone, and as long as we can still enjoy a garden without having to put too much time into it. So, yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, you were at the garden show last year, and you won an award too.
Yeah, we picked up a bronze medal for our efforts, which we're very, very happy with. So hopefully this year we can take it to the next level and knock down a gold medal.
All right. Well, give me the rundown. Try and explain, I guess, if you can, what your garden will look like this year.
Yeah, well, it's probably a bit hard to do over the phone, but I'll give it a shot. We're showcasing what we would class as a terraced landscape garden, and it's fundamentally sort of designed from elements from Western Victoria. We're using Grampian sandstone throughout the display, so creating some nice stone terrace steps, of which there'll be some ground covers all planted throughout it. That'll lead the view up to a large Grampian sandstone rock that's been cut into a water feature. It'll just have water cascading all over it, really bringing to life all the colours of the stone. And then there's a secondary level at the back, some large sandstone slabs again floating, and that'll go up to a lawn area, of which there'll be some furniture of some descript up there to give that sort of seclusion or destination within the garden. The garden is balanced with a selection of hardy flowering perennials that are low in water use and really robust plants, but still give beauty and colour. And it's framed by a sustainable fence, sustainable timber fence screen, and has some beautiful trees throughout it as well to balance it up.
Sounds beautiful. Now, you've used a lot of recycled products, as you mentioned in your design.
Yeah. We're focused on sustainable timbers and also some reclaimed railway sleepers to create that secondary level at the rear of the display, and then obviously the Grampian sandstone. So that's generally a direction that we love to sort of head in and create and bring those elements into a garden.
Now, as well as getting along to the Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show to take a look at this amazing design, your website is a great place to head to. There'll be a lot of people going, well, that's fine, but I want to see it.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we can be viewed on the website at danpipergardens.com, and we're showcasing some of our previous projects there, and obviously we'll be exhibiting at the flower show. We'll be down at site number A69, I think it is, this year. So, yeah.
Terrific. All right, well, the very best of luck again this year, the 2012 Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show, Royal Exhibition Building, Carlton Gardens, from Wednesday 28th of March through till Sunday the 1st of April. And Daniel Piper, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Sandra.